Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live and subscribe. Go to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, there is no other mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. Also put that up against Acts 4:12 when you get a moment. A lot of people are asking the question, Bradley, what's going on with the airlines? And have you noticed that during the mainstream media's propaganda outlets throughout the United States, they're all in unison highlighting the airlines that are just not breaking through and delivering to their customers. And what was interesting is yesterday I heard it too, and they said it again today. They're just spending a lot of time telling you how certain airlines are not coming through for their customers. And the first thing that's going in my mind is consolidation. If you haven't taken the time to watch the documentary movie called Conspiracy, so you can understand what's going on here. And I'm talking about going back to the 1930s. And I'm thinking about how the Nazis controlled, because everybody's awake to the fact that there's a lot of similarities going on between the Nazis, the SS of the 30s, Adolf Hitler's reign of terror, and what's happening here through a totalitarian system of government. Well, throughout the movie, The Conspiracy, which is based on fact, and it's a documentary movie is what it is. What's interesting to note is there was 30 people called to the table. And these were the most influential people that were a part of the military operations and outside corporations, the fascist state that they were operating through. And as they all sat at the table, they were all dictated by an SS officer. Okay, and the first thing he says, now listen, everybody here is going to have their opportunity to tell us, you know, what your concerns, what your ideas are, so on and so forth. The meeting took 2 hours. Throughout the two-hour meeting concerning those 30 people and the dictates of the totalitarian system, one of the things that they kept talking about is how the Nazis looked at law as ice cream. It's easy to melt. And what they were continuously doing were consolidating the forces between the corporations and the military. And this is exactly what I'm seeing here. Oh, and I need to tell you, at the end of this documentary movie called Conspiracy from the 1930s, do your best to pay attention as to the outcome of that movie, because not one person had an opportunity to share their thoughts. If it opposed the thoughts of those that were trying to dictate the totalitarian system of government, you're considered opposition, and you were to fall in line. And if you didn't fall in line, you were subtly threatened in front of everybody. So everything was done by force. Friends, that's what's happening in America today. They look at your law, these corrupt individuals, we all know who they are, they look at your laws as ice cream, and they think that it's easy to melt. And in fact, what they're seeing is it's true on so many different levels, especially when they find people that are making themselves sheep. And I'm making two different metaphors, but I'm saying the same thing. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour, and it's what they're doing today. Make yourself an easy target. Just go ahead and submit to everything and anything, and you are going to be like the ice cream that they say is easy to melt. And isn't that not what happening? Is that not what's happening in the airlines today? I guarantee you, all of these airlines like Delta, American Airlines, they're all in operation. They're all a part of this fascist state, this alliance. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. You know what's crazy about all of this is these people act like what they're doing is something new. No, history repeats itself, and it repeats itself to those that don't learn the lessons of the history from the past. And it's repeating itself. And that's why Hosea 4:6 tells us that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, I want to get back to the airlines. Everybody's trying to figure out, why is the mainstream media highlighting? Why are the useful idiots highlighting the airlines? Because they're trying to break them down. They're trying to break them down. I want you to see something. I have a friend that's a stewardess from an airline, and she had sent this over to me. Now, if you haven't been paying attention, Sprint's another one of those airlines they're trying to break into pieces. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to consolidate power. Mark my words, this is what's going on. Okay? The Post says, now Spirit Airlines and JetBlue, they're not alone, they're both being targeted right now. The person posted the picture of Sprint telling everybody that the airlines could no longer deliver. Same thing with JetBlue, but this one in particular is Sprint. It says, now Spirit Airlines and JetBlue, this person said, I think they're trying to implode the airlines so the federal government can step in and take over the airports. Federalizing flying. This individual said it fits perfectly into the real ID agenda. So this is on purpose that this is taking place. This is the bad guys, again, trying to implement. And those that oppose, what they'll do is they'll just demonize them. They'll polarize them. They'll attack them. They'll show you how worthless they are. They're driving traffic to their big corporate buddies. You're not hearing this about Delta, are you? You're not hearing this about American Airlines, are you? No, because they're already in compliance. Okay, so those that are not complying with this agenda, they're the ones that are being targeted. In America, those are the people that we need to support. When we have stewardesses telling us this is on purpose, they're trying to implode the airlines so that the federal government can step in, this is what they do. This is a totalitarian system of government. I'm not done. I want to show you how Southwest Air is now a part of complying with this totalitarian system of consolidation, the One World Airlines, because that's what it's going to, friends, unless Americans put a stop to it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The word uncanny, mysterious, strange comes into play, but when you know the history of the past, you can always predict what's happening in the future. The bad guys think that they're doing something new today when there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:4. And yet they think they're so smug and smart. And the way that they do this, again, is they rely on the people's short attention spans. That's how they get away with what they get away with in most cases. I want to go back to Southwest Airline, and I want to show you that what they're trying to do is force a fascist state. They're trying to force the airlines to play ball with the federal government because they want to consolidate the airlines. Now, if someone's out there and they want to confirm everything I'm telling you, I can tell you this is going to be one of those I told you so's. But we're seeing this across the board. They're all acting the same towards their customer. The customer is the problem. And the reason they're treating their customers across the boards and all the airlines, friends, in such a fashion is because the government's trying to pick them up. So they're put in a position to work for the government rather than the customers. Is this not simple to understand? 1-866-582-9933. Let me prove another point, and then I want to show you another side of what's going on with all these cancellations that nobody's talking about, okay? Southwest Air took $3.7 billion in federal aid. Folks, the government, listen to me carefully, corruption within your system of government is stealing your tax dollars. They are reallocating at will as to the direction they want those dollars to go to. Can anybody, burden of proof is on them. Anybody that opposes what I'm telling you right now, burden of proof is on you. Show me in the Constitution where the government has been delegated that authority from the people that they serve. I want someone to point to the Constitution or the law that gives our said representatives the authority to steal our tax dollars and to force companies in the United States to submit to them in servitude to them rather than we the people. This has gone this far because the American people have forgotten that this is a representative government. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, and we the people are not giving them the permission to bear rule by force with our money through extortive measures. Period. Southwest Air took $3.7 billion in federal aid. That's why they're treating you in such a fashion, folks. Its CEO got a pay raise to a $9.1 million package in 2022. In other words, he sold himself out. Luke 22:48. Okay? He got a raise to $9.1 million in 2022, yet Southwest employees are working 16-hour shifts and threatened with termination if they refuse overtime or call in sick. Now, wait a second. Call in sick. What do you mean by that? Call in sick. Well, this is the other part that you need to see, folks. What's really behind the meltdown with Southwest Airlines? Southwest Airlines is having a major problem with, guess what, friends? Cancellations. And why are there so many cancellations? Here, let me show you a letter. This is what we do here. We're not speculating on the information that we're giving you here, folks. We're giving it to you because it's the facts, and we're showing you the facts by what they said and what they have written. So let me show you a letter from Southwest. This is from Southwest right here. What's the other part of the dilemma that Southwest and these airlines are having? Due to emergency, we will direct employees alleging, folks, listen to this, alleging illness to provide a doctor's note on the first day return to work indicating when the doctor was seen and confirming that the employee was unable to work on the dates that he claimed to be ill. Now, what kind of employer would talk to his employees that way? This is right perspective, but asking the question, what kind of an employee would in fact talk to anybody that works to uphold that business? And it shows you government interference here and government control, because no employer is going to talk to his employees like that, at least not in expecting that they're going to stay with them. Now, what's the letter about? Well, go to the preface. We have received an unusually high numbers of absence, sick calls, RPAs, ETC this afternoon. Evening from our den ramp, agent employees. We have an obligation to our customers and to our fellow employees to safely and efficiently run our operation. And then what's the next thing they do? They begin to attack their employees. As if to suggest that the employees are lying about the reason that they can't show up. What's the problem, folks? The vaccines. The vaccines. Several times since August 30, 2021, Southwest Airlines has taken a unilateral action which violates the status quo between the parties in further violation of the Railway Labor Act. The lawsuits are coming against them now. Explicitly states, most recently in October of 2021, Southwest Airlines unilaterally rolled out a new non-negotiated COVID vaccine mandate for all of its employees. Here, I want to just say it again. I've said it a million times and I'll say it again. The burden of proof is on them. You show me anybody, any politician, any, hey folks, the Supreme Court, any judge, I don't care regardless of branch, the president, the ones that have pushed this on the American people. I want to ask you the question, where's their constitutional authority in doing so? Crickets. Then why are you doing it? They don't have the authority lawfully. Then why are you doing it? That's the question. Okay? So all those people that said that they had to go out and get the shot, and now they're paying the price for taking the shot, the Lord said no, but the state said yes. You obeyed the state rather than the Christ, and now you're eating the fruit of it. Now you're eating the fruit of it. Now, I'm not saying that it's a smackdown if you didn't know this before. But I am saying that you should have knew better, considering the source as to who it was coming from. You should have been paying attention to the details. You should have been paying attention to the pill that was in the jam, friends. Because we see what it's all about now. Why is it that the American people have to suffer the abuse before they pay attention to what it's all about? And again, if they'd only consider the source, folks. So, there you have it. This is what's going on in the airlines, friends. They're having a lot of illnesses. I'm sure a lot of deaths that we're not being told about. Here, I can probably kind of highlight a little of that for you. This is today, friends. A former pro cyclist sports director, I'm not even going to say his name, dies. This is just today. Another one, Bob Penny, who had roles in Forrest Gump, Sweet Home Alabama, he died. This is all brand new, folks. Brand new information, okay? Brazil's mighty king of beautiful game has died. Brand new information. Here's another one. Ian Tyson, Canadian folk great, who wrote four songs, Wind, he's dead. This is all brand new information. I can keep going on. This is just the people that we know of today. And the mainstream media has your eye off the ball. I'm going to take this phone call really quick. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dan. You got about 1 minute. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, the first thing I want to say is one of the best things about your show are your listeners. We get to chat and talk. And, Bradley, I am just blown away that you would actually tell someone that there is no chance of salvation after they have sinned. I cannot believe you said that, Bradley.
Okay,
Wait. That is mind-boggling. I have supported you, Bradley. That is mind-boggling if you tell that. And then you publicly attack your listeners on your platform, Bradley.
Damn.
Come on, man. You know better than that, Bradley.
Show me, Dan. Show me.
Show you what?
Wait.
There is no perfect man, Bradley.
Okay, if you talk over me again, Dan, I'm going to shut you down. Okay? Show me. Play it back for me. Let me hear it.
Okay.
I want you to play it for me. I want you to show me.
Show you what?
I want you to play back what you just said where it came out of my mouth.
Okay, you said, this person, and I hope she's okay with what she said. She said, I have sinned willingly when I fell away out in rebellion and lost hope. So what you're saying is a person cannot repent walking off the path and turn back on the right one. You can still be forgiving. And you said, no, that is what Scripture says.
Oh, I'd like to see that. Hey, I'll tell you what, Dan. You send that to me. I'm going to do it one more time. You're lying out of your mouth, Dan.
And for you to call him, Bradley.
Okay, that's it. We're good. Folks, this is the stuff that I'm talking about. Of all people to call in, I pulled this guy up on the show at least 50 times to make an accusation like that. I'm asking you to send that over to me right now, and I will publicly put it up on a screen, or I want you to play the audio of me ever saying that. But I think I know what you're talking about, and I think what the problem is I made the reference to Hebrews 10:26. We'll be right back in a moment.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. We now know the name of the man arrested early this morning in Pennsylvania in connection with the murders of four students last month on the other side of the USA at the University of Idaho. NBC reporter Steve Patterson with late details.
All we know is that name, Brian Christopher Koberger, 28 years old, believed to have some tie, of course, with that university in Moscow, Idaho. Of course, the scene thousands and thousands of miles away from northern Pennsylvania.
Brian Koberger is due at an extradition hearing this afternoon. Former President Trump says the release of 6 years of his tax returns will lead to horrible things for so many people. The House Ways and Means Committee made the documents public today. Wall Street's wrapping up its worst year since 2008 with a sell-off, but not that huge. The Dow's dropped more than 200 points, or 0.75% during today's trading. Rich Johnson, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Okay. So, folks, I'm going to address what this individual did when he just called me. Instead of calling and ask me if that's what I said, he assumed that's what I said. These are grown-ups, friends. Just for the record, okay? And for Dan to go ahead and jump the gun like that, honestly, it blows me away. But that's okay, okay? On this particular post that Dan was talking about, did I not share with the people several times last week that there's false grace messages that are being promulgated constantly? And so what I do is I put up scriptures bearing the cross up on them. And I, you know, what's interesting about it is I'm countering with the Word of God. How many times on this show have I said it's not for a man to say whether you're saved or not? How many times? It's not for a man to say that you're saved or for a man to say that you're not saved. God knows our hearts. Not Bradley Dean. But what I do have is the Word of God. So what I did is I posted to counter the false grace posts that were being promulgated, which you see continuously on social media platforms. This is what I posted. Hebrews 10:26. Oh, and by the way, this gets worse and worse as far as the judgments goes. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God right after this post, okay? So I posted, if we sin willfully, because everybody's looking for an excuse to stay in their sin. But yet I can't find it in Scripture where it says that it's okay to stay in your sin. So when I posted, if we sin willfully after that we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. Okay? So what this guy just did is he took a little tiny piece, and I'm going to read it for you. This person said, I have sinned willingly when I fell away out of rebellion and lost hope so that you're saying, not the scripture that I posted, but made the accusation that I was saying is a person can't repent walking off the path and turn back on the right one. You can still be forgiven. That's what this person said. I said, no, it's not what Bradley Dean said. It's what Hebrews 10:26 says. Now, if you've got a problem with that, that's between you and the Lord. But what you want to do is you want to take something out of context. By the way, Dan, there was 92 comments on that string. You showed me three. You showed me three, Dan. And this is the problem with the grown-ups in America, friends. They take things out of context. What does Scripture say? It says that if we willfully sin after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. How does it come back at me? You're saying, I didn't say anything. Scripture says that if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. And then I posted right under that, Jesus said, this is the cross and denying yourself. This is being crucified and baptized with Christ, buried with Christ, and risen to the glory of the Father. I put John 8:11. And Jesus said, go and sin no more. I bet you probably didn't hear that part, did you, Dan? No, you didn't. And then I put on there, read your Bibles. Then I put Romans 6:1, using Scripture. That's all I did. Romans 6:1, what does it say? What shall we say then? Question mark. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What does the Bible say, Danny? It says, God forbid. Where you're looking for an out to give people. See, this is the problem. And this is why people depart from the Christ. They begin to follow the man. And when they follow the man, or they look for sympathizers to sympathize with guilty people that remain in their sin because they love their sin more than the cross. And then they wonder why they don't understand the power of God into salvation. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. Then I put right under that, Danny, 1 John 3:6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Did I say that, Danny? Or did the Bible say that, Danny? And it also says, whoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. But what do I hear? Oh, Bradley, who are you? Are you better than we are? Are you arrogant, Brad? Wait a second. It's not my word. It's the Lord's word. So what are you coming down on me for when I'm holding up the word of God? And furthermore, if I fail the test, then I'm considered a castaway. And I also highlighted Scripture from Paul. And what I put is 1 Corinthians 9:27. See, friends, love isn't the abrogation of the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. We uphold the law through faith, Romans 3:31. We don't lower it. And see, the problem is Danny wants to sit there and try to play the hero and sympathize with people that just can't help themselves, helping them all the way down the wide and the broad way to destruction. I would be absolutely embarrassed if I was that man. Absolutely. Well, then again, Jesus said in John 7:7, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. See, this is what's on my post. Who do they hate? They hate the Christ that they say they serve. What's the problem with the country? Well, Dan, the likes of these kind of men that sit there and try to justify the unjustifiable. And to sit there and go on national radio and attack me for three pieces of comments out of 92. Oh, my goodness. You just undid yourself. You know, it's Jesus that said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Apparently, I guess the new scripture is, according to people like Dan, is to make excuses for why people continue in their sin, yet scripture doesn't do it. And if it does, I would like to see that. And if you remember right, friends, this is the condemnation. Light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds were evil. And they love their deeds, which are evil. They hate the light. Remember when I told you yesterday, or the day before, 1 Corinthians 9:27, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I preach, I myself am a castaway. Was that what Paul preached? Yep, that's what he said. I'm practicing what I'm preaching. He said, because if I don't, I'm a castaway. Why don't you see what this comes down to, friends? Is believers that don't believe. You look at society today. What's the problem? It's the church. It's those in the church that profess to be something that they're really not. And it's across the board. What you just seen was, or what you just heard was a prime example of what's wrong with this country. A prime example. And bringing forth the fruits of repentance include making excuses for sin. 2 Corinthians 7:10. I highlighted that on the radio show. I bet Dan probably wasn't listening, was he, folks? Nope. But he just proved the point, didn't he? Yes, he did. He did. Shame on you, Dan. Next time, ask before you jump the gun. I want you to listen to one more, and then I'm going to get back to the show. And this will bring a great consummation to the point that I want to make here, because when you read 1 Thessalonians 4:8, this is what's coming in my heart right now. He therefore that despiseth, the Bible also tells us that the word is a stone of stumbling and it's a rock of offense, for the record. Okay, but he that therefore despiseth not man, not Bradley, you despise God, who hath also given unto us the Holy Spirit. See, the people that are at war with the Holy Ghost, they're the ones that are living in unholy compromises called sin. And you can't justify it. You, no wonder why we still have corrupt politicians in D.C., why we have hirelings in the pulpit, because it's what men put up with. They make excuses for it. And I want to tell you why men make excuses for sins, the sins of others, is because they're trying to excuse their own. And that is one, that is, you are a fool for your pains. You will not move me from that word, period. See, that's the problem. I'm not here to find followers. As a matter of fact, the person that I believe that he's talking about said, you know what, why are you so hard on your followers? First of all, I said, don't follow me, follow Christ. See, that was an offense too, I suppose. You know, our job is to follow Jesus Christ. And 1 Corinthians 11:1 tells us, follow me as I follow Christ. If I in any way have misled you from Scripture, then you get away. But if I'm pointing my finger to the cross and to the Christ crucified, then you better listen up. Because the only thing that you have a problem with is your sin, which separates you between your God. So, with that said, friends, I apologize. I'm glad I had the opportunity to set that straight, if that was the case. But again, when you go around sympathizing with people that remain in their sin, you deserve exactly what you got coming. How many times I've heard from national leaders, a handful, might I add, of people that actually read the Word and practice what they preach, like King David did in Psalm 119. If they don't stay in the Word and they don't remain in the Word, I don't have time for them. That's not rejecting them. Keep in mind, they've rejected the Lord. And they're feeding on the spirit of the world. They're drinking the wine of the world, the narrative of the world, and they'll have nothing to do with the Word of God until they get afraid again. Now, is that the whole thing concerning these individuals? I have no idea, but I have no stomach for it. So, with that said, friends, let's get back to this. I wanted to highlight this because this is one of those issues, and I'm not going to be able to get to it. I'm going to have to wait for another minute here. And this is back in, well, I guess the time stamp is irrelevant, but it's 60 minutes. And what I want to do is I want to go ahead and play that. And what it is a reporter from 60 Minutes back in 2011, there, I just gave it to you, asked a real question to a politician. And I want you to look at the face, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, okay? And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. You know, folks, it's interesting. So many say that they don't believe it, but they act like it, right? And they act like what they say they don't believe. And they call themselves believers, but they don't act like Christ. Oh my goodness, was that prophetic? Amen. Oh, and by the way, thank you for the gift online. We totally appreciate you keeping us out there. We sincerely love you by what we do. Thanks for that phone call, man. You undid yourself. You really did. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProphet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. I totally appreciate it. I got to go back to this, okay? Dan kind of made this his show, and so I'm going to just accommodate. You should have seen all the people that were agreeing with Scripture, because I don't want to make this just about the squeaky wheel the way that this caller just made it, in trying to defend someone that continues in willful sin, is my understanding. So with that said, friends, I'm not going to try to justify. I'm just saying that when people attack me for holding to the Word of God, you are seriously fools for your pains. One thing that has bothered me since the beginning of ministry, and the mainstream media does it to me all the time. Go do a Google search on Bradley Dean. This is what I get. This I expect from the world. But those that call themselves Christians, rather than to look all the way into the details of everything and look at the 92 other comments and what I said in context, did I not ask the question, is that what I said or is that what the Word said? That's what we hold to. Isn't that what we continuously reiterate here on the show? We hold to the Word of Christ, because if not, we're going to get in trouble. That applies to me too. And I'm so humored when people say to me, for holding to the Word, oh, look at your arrogance. Yeah, that's what they did to David too when he went out there and he took on Goliath. That came from his brother, by the way. We know your pride. David's like, wait a second, I'm just going to go out there and do what you people are unwilling to do. So this is the kind of stuff that you have to expect in the process. Hey, folks, when I first started doing high school assemblies in ministry 23 years ago, you know what's really interesting about all of this? Is the people that I thought were going to help me were the ones there with stones in their hand trying to stone me. Just like Numbers 13 and 14, just like Joshua and Caleb, the very people that we thought were going to be in support of the Word of God, uncompromisingly, unadulterated when it comes to the Word of God, were the very ones standing there waiting to find us, or wait and hope that we fall into some sort of iniquity so they can justify what they don't do. Oh, I've seen it 1,000 times. And I guess this was just one of those tests on air to see if I was just going to go bow to this and sympathize with someone that loves their sin more than they love the cross. Wrong guy. Wrong guy. That ain't going to happen here. I don't care who you are. The President of the United States can call. He's going to get the, if he's sincere and he doesn't know the difference, that's one thing. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. But when they should know better and they try to justify, hey, listen, Christ was crucified on the cross for our sins. The fruits of repentance is not remaining in your sin or looking for excuses to remain in your sin. You go the other direction. You avenge the sin. You avenge the nails that were driven into the wrists and the feet of Jesus Christ. It was His blood that washed me from my sin. And see, when you get a revelation of that, in part, you don't look for an excuse to stay in your sin. No, you look to Scripture, because we're to grow up into Him who is the head of all principality and power. We're to grow up in grace. And I can't find in Scripture anywhere where it tells us to go ahead and remain in sin, or to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. No. To the modern gospel, yep. But understand, the fruit of the culture is you. Your excuses. That's why you have no power. Instead of you influencing the world, you're influenced by the world. And then when you commit the act of sin, the way that the world taught you, then what you do is you war against the cross or the Lord's servants. Yeah, I get it. That's why 11 of the 12 were martyred. Do you not know Scripture? That's why the Christ was crucified. Who crucified Christ? John 19:15. It was the Herodians and the Pharisees. And in Mark 8:15, the Lord told us to beware of such. Folks, if they're not bearing the fruit of the Spirit, get away from them. If they don't have scars, get away from them. I'm not saying that they have to go out and scar themselves, but I'm saying that we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. The only thing that we can give to the world, Christians, the answers, Isaiah 58:12, is what we have been through and what Christ has taught us in the process and how He's brought us up, not down. Brought us up, not down. How He's brought us up, not down. Now, well, Bradley, you're just unwavering. Listen, I know Christ died while we were yet sinners. Yep. I understood the fruit of sin and the wages of sin, Romans 6:23, is and was death. I don't want anything to do with the fruit that it bears. Therefore, the message is repent. I repented. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's my new life. I'm called to put on the new man. I'm called and commanded by God to put off the old man. I'm commanded by Romans 12:2 to not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the Word of God. And that's where I'm going to go. You know, the whole world can stand against what I'm preaching right now. It matters not. It matters not. because I'm not going to be moved by your uncrucified emotions, people. I love you more than that. I love you too much rather than to be drugged down to the standard of man. I want to bring you out of the hole that you are in, and I want you to get your eyes fixed on Christ, and I want you to move on with him that you might overcome, that you might be made a conqueror. My goodness. Scripture tells us that Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And how people want to sit and play and fraternize with the devil sickens me. As if to suggest that we are not going to answer for every idle word and every idle thought. I think people forget about that, that the Lord will not, in any sense of the word, overlook the workers of iniquity. Right? Remember those that said, Lord, Lord, we prophesied. We raised the dead. We healed the sick. And the Lord said to him in Matthew 7, he said, listen, though you did all those things, he said, I know you not, you workers of iniquity. See, it's a lack of love, folks, to the Lord. They love their sin more than they love the Lord who died to cover their sin with his blood, Revelation 1:5. Oh my goodness, folks. Oh my goodness. Wow. Do I even change the message from this point, folks? That again was just fantastic in proving the point. And thank you for the comments online. Boy, did that guy just make the point. He perfectly made the point. And he perfectly made the point of without... First of all, it tells us that you're supposed to go to your brother first of all. Was that done? Nope. He wanted to play the hero to some people that want to look for a covering for their compromises, I suspect. Okay? And that's what he did. Did he ask me? Nope. Did he call me? Nope. Is that what Scripture tells us to do? Yep. Is that what he did? Matthew 18. Nope. At no time. End of that one. He that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given us his Holy Spirit. We stick and we hold to the word uncompromisingly because that's where we are going to find the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's where we're going to find them. You know, preachers of old have often said, and I posted as a matter of fact this week, if you want to lose friends in America, the American church, I said, just stick to the scripture. And all the amens that came in. Oh my goodness. So be it, I wrote. How to lose friends in the American church today? Point them to the cross of Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:23. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that, Bradley. Oh, I've experienced that. You better know, people, you compromisers, you fraternizers, those that want to look for excuses concerning their sin, you better understand what you're holding on to. That's the very thing. He who committeth sin and he who remaineth in it will die in it. It is time for you to repent. And the Bible does tell us that there's mercy and grace. But the mercy rejoiceth over judgment to those that repent. And it's time to repent. Especially all of you that think you're going to gang up on Bradley Dean. You're not ganging up on Bradley Dean. And I would caution you to be very careful spiritually as to what you do. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you. At least if you're going to trouble me, know what you're troubling me about in context. If I'm wrong about it, I'll say, I'm wrong. Oh my goodness, I didn't see it that way. But it was never that way. It was just slung at me. You know, it's been said by a famous preacher, if you see a good fight, get into it. I say, if you want to contend, Jude 3 and 4, here we are. Well, we got a good taste of that, folks, and I'll tell you, it really lit the numbers up in the responses, and I appreciate that. I really do. And again, for you supporting us and just taking the time to amen the efforts that we're making on national radio here and keeping us out there, I totally appreciate you. Huge high five to every single one of you. We love you sincerely by what we do, but we are not going to divert from the Word of God. We hold ourselves to that very standard because if we don't, then who are we to preach to anybody else? And we are, by the grace of God and the mercy of God, being perfected. Amen. Can we all say amen to that? We're being perfected in Christ. He is the head of all principality and power. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.